everybody. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to Law Talk Live. We're here on a absolutely picture perfect day here in North Central Florida. The temperatures are going to be around 81 degrees today, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And I am here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. How you doing, Chris?
I am great, Jeffrey. Thank you. And it is a great day. Today is, of course, Saturday, May 8th, 2021. It's hard to believe we're already 5 months into this year. It just it blows me away. I mean, we just got past spring. We're right around the corner from summer. And we at the firm, we've been busy. We're very blessed to be as busy as we are. And it's been a great year so far, don't you think?
Yes. I'm very excited about 2021, and it's turning out to be a breakout year for us, so we're excited about that.
It is, and I think about Jeffrey, when I joined your firm full-time, it almost was 4.5 years ago, January 1st, 2017. I look at the growth in terms of the staff. I look at the growth in terms of our caseload and, the fact that we now, you of course have been in Ocala for 43 years. The brand new office, it's absolutely beautiful. I look at the growth down in Fort Lauderdale, what Kerry is doing down there, Tanner and everybody. And, it's interesting, Jeffrey. I heard my good friend Bob Ganzak say this week, one of the keys to a great business is getting the right people on the bus and then getting them in the right seats. And I think that's something that it's been a work in progress, and we're doing a great job with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to be told about that, Chris.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, certainly one thing I know that you're very proud of, Jeffrey, is the fact that we are, as we say week after week, we are the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. And to that end, I know the Gators had a big win last night, so I'll toss back to you and let you talk about it.
Okay, so as you know, we're huge fans of Gator baseball and softball, and Gator baseball yesterday was playing at Kentucky, and they had lost the game on Thursday against Kentucky, who has a losing record. We were expected to beat Kentucky, so we're going into yesterday's game having lost Thursday's game, and it's a three-game series, so if we lost yesterday, we would have lost the series, and we were down to the last out. I have to really read this to you. I got it on the
okay.
news feed, because this is very well written. Down to its final strike and trailing Kentucky 5-4 in the top of the ninth inning Friday, Florida was in need of a hero. The number 10 Gators found two. Corey Acton hit a game-tying RBI single, and Kendrick Calillo followed with a three-run homer to pull the Gators out of the jaws of defeat for an 8-5 win.
Kendrick had a walk-off home run a couple of weeks ago, so he's really come along. I have to say, I always have been a baseball fan, Jeffrey, and this year, with that brand new gorgeous stadium, the Florida Ballpark, I'll admit it, I have had a renewed interest in the team, in the field, and it's really incredible how great the team is. And also the fact that, like you said, we go to Kentucky, we play this three-game series. The parity in the SEC in baseball is incredible. It's been that way in football for a long time, and now you look at it in baseball and, of course, basketball too. Any given day, any team can beat another team.
Well, it's interesting. Is half of the top 15 teams are SEC teams in the whole country. So when you look at it, the SEC probably has 5 or 6 teams in the top 10. It's just incredible how strong the league is in baseball and softball as well.
Want to remind our listeners of two things. First of all, we are live on the air today, so if you have a question for Jeffrey Meldon, our rule here is AMA, ask me anything, or ask Jeffrey. Maybe I should say AJA, ask Jeffrey anything. So give us a call, toll free, 1-877-975-9825. Again, that's 1-877-975-9825. what are we going to do to incentivize callers today? Want to do the tumbler? What do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. These tumblers are awesome. Yes.
Our producer is holding one up to remind us of it.
I've got mine.
He does. It's awesome.
No, and they work, and they got a big old gator on them, and they're white with a big gator on them. So you'll love the new gator tumblers that Meldon Law is giving away. So just give us a call at 877-975-9825.
Also want to remind our listeners that we do have tickets that we're giving away to the final baseball series of the year against the Georgia Bulldogs. We've got a 3-game series to end the regular season coming up at Florida Ballpark. All you need to do to register for these tickets is to go to the Meldon Law, our homepage on the internet, www.meldonlaw.com. Couldn't be easier. Right there on the front page, on the homepage, at the very top, you'll see a banner with buttons. Just go to the link for baseball tickets. We not only give away free great seats, we give away gift certificates for dinner.
That's correct. We've been giving away 4 tickets and a $100 gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory, and 2 tickets and a $50 gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory.
I think we might have a caller calling in. So, again, we want to remind you we are live on the air. AJA, ask Jeffrey anything. 1-877-975-9825. Well, maybe I might have jumped the gun on that. Anyway, please give us a call, and we'll be happy to take your call. Jeffrey, I know one thing we've been talking about on this program are the changes in the auto insurance law that are currently pending before the Florida legislature, I guess now are pending in front of Governor DeSantis. So maybe say a few words summarizing what this is all about.
There's a major piece of legislation that was voted overwhelmingly in both the Senate and the House. Both sides of the aisle voted strongly in favor of it to do away with PIP, as we know it, which is personal injury protection, and replace it with the model that's used around the country, which is bodily injury liability coverage. And we're hoping that the governor will sign it into law. He's had it on his desk for about a week now. And I know there's a lot of intense lobbying going on. The bottom line is people should be running to their insurance agent now and making sure they have adequate uninsured motorist coverage, because the changes in the law aren't going to protect you if you're in a serious crash. Even if the other person has $25,000 in bodily injury liability, that barely gets you out of the emergency room.
We're about to take a break, but I want to continue our discussion about this because I think this is one of the most important issues for drivers in the state of Florida that have come down the pike in a long, long time. So you are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a statewide law firm with its primary office in Gainesville. We will be right back. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. Okay, we're back at Law Talk Live, and I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law, serving North Central Florida since 1971, and we're looking at having a big grand opening in Ocala, June 16th, and it should be a lot of fun, Chris.
Absolutely, and I got to say, Jeffrey, as I said at the start of the show, I know you've been down in the Ocala area almost as long as you've been in Gainesville. We have so many longtime friends. I'm going to throw a shout out. I think they might even be listening. Our very good friends, your very good friends, Cheryl and Anthony Reed, they're just a couple of very wonderful, special people among many in Ocala.
Yes, they're great friends of ours, and we've actually had them in some of our TV commercials.
Yeah, I had the honor of going to see them personally recently, and they are just such a salt-of-the-earth people. So, Anthony and Cheryl, if you're listening, hey, we love you guys, and thanks for the support and friendship. We have a caller on the line. Roger, how you doing, Roger?
Doing great. How are you guys?
What's going on, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Jeffrey. I heard him talking about the new insurance changes, and I wonder what it was forecasted to do to our insurance bills increase. Is it going to increase across the board, no matter where you are throughout the state, or is it going to be different depending on different areas? What do you expect on that?
It's projected to reduce your insurance rates by about $300 per year on average across the states. And that's the reason for that is that personal injury protection was very, very expensive, and $25,000 worth of bodily injury liability is going to reduce the rates. Florida is actually the highest, or the, you know, in the top five highest states in the whole country as far as our insurance rates. And this change in the law will get us back in the middle of the pack, so to speak, and reduce our rates.
That's so true. And I know there have been a lot of advertisements. I see things on social media, you know, saying, oh, the rates are going up because of this. And I think there's just been a lot of misunderstanding about what the bill's all about. But like you're saying, Jeffrey, I think the key is, we've said this for really years, not just days and weeks and months, Florida is only one of two states in the entire nation, the other being New Hampshire, that has not mandated bodily injury coverage. In other words, the specific type of insurance under which the driver, the at-fault driver, has coverage that pays for the injuries to the other driver. So we're thrilled. I know that other firms that do the work we do and people, consumer groups, are very happy to see this finally happening. And like you said, it's the PIP, the mandatory personal injury, PIP protection, that had been driving up the cost, and that's no longer part of the bill. But that doesn't go into effect, even if it is passed, until next year, correct?
Yeah, January 1st, 2022 is the effective date of it. So we'll see what happens. Do you have any other questions about that?
Okay,
Roger's gone. Well, thanks for calling,
Roger. It was an excellent
Roger.
Question, though. Very, very good and very timely question, and it's something I was going to bring up, the whole issue of cost. So thank you. And again, you know, the phone lines are open. 1-877-975-9825. Call us toll-free here at Law Talk Live and ask Jeffrey whatever you want to ask him, whether it's about the insurance bill or anything else. Our primary practice areas are personal injury law, meaning that we represent victims of catastrophic truck crashes, motor vehicle collisions. And another thing we do is we do what are called premises liability cases. And under that umbrella, that includes slip and fall, trip and fall. It can be a many number of things. And those cases have challenges, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I mean, the law's written to favor the property owner. However, in very serious cases where people have had surgery and we go and do an investigation, sometimes there are dangerous conditions that have existed for a long time, and the public needs to be protected. So when you go and you, you know, park in a parking lot and walk somewhere, you don't expect to have a big you know, hole that you fall in, or some other condition that could have been remedied and prevented a dangerous accident from happening.
And of course, one of the challenges we have when a slip and fall case walks in the door, when somebody comes in and says just what you described, I was walking through a parking lot, I was in a supermarket, I slipped, I fell, what are my odds of winning this case? One of the things that we always have to look at is a building, a business, a home is not an insurer of each and every injury that happens. We have to prove that they did something wrong, that they were negligent, they breached a duty of care, correct?
Yes. Either they knew or should have known that a dangerous condition exists. So anybody that's a business owner wants to take care of their customers, wants to deliver good service, wants to protect them, and that's what the law is. However, Most of the cases we get are not what I would call strong cases or viable cases, because just because somebody walked in somewhere and fell, slipped, whatever happened, doesn't mean that the owner's responsible. In fact, most of the time, the owner's not responsible.
And you also have to look at it from the store's point of view. They get slammed. They get besieged with claims. You know, I can only imagine how many the Walmarts of the world have to deal with. So they deal with these very aggressively. Again, when we see a case and we decide to accept it, we know we've got a challenge. We've got to show not only A, that there was a breach of duty and there was liability, we have to show injuries, you know, that support our claim.
Yes. And it is important to know that when we take on a case, we bring in an accident reconstruction engineer who does a thorough analysis of the case. We try not to take cases that are, you know, borderline.
Whatever it may be, though, give us a call. If you believe that you have suffered an injury because of the negligence of a property owner, the negligence of a store, maybe you were injured at somebody's residence. You might even have a claim if you were injured at your own residence. There may be homeowners coverage. Give us a call anytime, 352-373-8000. There is no fee nor charge for an initial consultation. We do have a caller on the line. Bob, how are you doing, Bob?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about workplace hostility. There's several people at my workplace that they're hostile. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's an ongoing situation, and I'm wondering if this can be successfully recovered if I file a lawsuit.
Well, what are your damages? Meaning, if you went to court and you said to a jury, you know, they've done something wrong, the next question is going to be, what's the value of it? How do you measure damages? In a personal injury case, it might be past medical bills, future medical bills, loss of income, past and future, pain, suffering. So the question would be, what are the damages that you've suffered?
Oh, I see. I understand. Yeah. Well, as physical damage.
Yeah. Now, you know, there may be some avenues that you can pursue as far as, you know, talking with folks in the organization to try to get you better treatment. So I'm not saying there aren't ways to improve the situation, but from a lawyer's standpoint, it's not the kind of case we would pursue.
Still, though, if you have further questions on that, we can certainly direct you to somebody that does labor law issues. You know, a hostile workplace does have ramifications. And again, like Jeffrey said, it depends on, okay, there was a hostile workplace. Has it affected your work performance? Has it caused you to be fired? Has it caused retaliation? Those are all things that come into play. Give us a call on Monday and we'll see if we can direct you in the right place. Again, you're listening to Law Talk Live. Jeffrey Meldon, my name is Chris Qualman, and we will be right back with our third and final segment. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. Okay, we're back at Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we are having a great time here on Law Talk Live in our 19th year on the Sky every morning, every Saturday morning at 10:30. And we are live. You can give us a call at 877-975-9825. And Chris, I wanted you to talk a little bit about the upcoming Dale Carnegie course, which we are big fans of at Meldon Law.
We are big fans of it, and, you know, for many reasons. You know, Jeffrey, your son Kerry, a partner in the law firm, went through it last fall, and he was kind of our guinea pig, so to speak. And he said so many great things about it. And I've seen, you know, Kerry, it certainly made a lot of very positive changes in him and the way he does things. And not that he had any issues before. It's just something that's great for everybody. I had read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, almost 35 years ago when I was an undergraduate at the University of Florida. It was at then and remains now a very strong blueprint for anybody, no matter what you do in life. And that book took a whole new meaning for me when Jeffrey, you know, I'm going to say this publicly. I say it to you privately. I'll say it publicly. I am so grateful to you for sponsoring me in that course this spring. I just completed it a couple of weeks ago. Folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say it is a life-changing course. No matter what you do in life, whether you are in sales, whether you are in engineering, real estate, whether you work in the service industry, in hospitality, whether you're a house husband, a housewife, whatever you do, this is a wonderful course that will help you with your communication skills, conflict resolution. We did an entire session, a three-hour session on conflict resolution. And it's not a lecture. It's a participatory course where you work one-on-one with other people in the course. We do exercises. We do role-playing. It is amazing. I left that course thinking, wow. You know, I had been doing things in a certain way for so long, and it just gave me a whole new perspective on communication, both in my law firm, both in my personal life, in so many ways. I cannot give the Dale Carnegie course a higher recommendation. It is starting again in Gainesville on March 26th.
May
26th. Sorry. I knew it began with an M. That's those communication skills I got to work on. It's May 26th. It's 2 weeks from this Tuesday. So if you have any questions, again, Jeffrey said, we like to consider ourselves at Meldon Law somewhat of a partner. We're certainly a friend of the course. Bob Ganzak and Freddie Wiebe are both involved in the marketing and operation of the course here in Gainesville. It'll be at the Indigo Hotel on May 26th. It is an 8-week course. It's a 3-hour commitment each Tuesday from 7 o'clock until, actually it's 6 o'clock until about 9 p.m. Trust me when I tell you, it will be one of the most worthwhile investments of time you will ever make. The people that were in that course with me, they remain close friends of mine. I am continuing to plug and pitch Bob's course because no other reason than I see the change it's made in me and the change it's made in others. So please give that some thought, no matter what you do, no matter what your profession may be. I absolutely will go on the line and say I guarantee you it will improve whatever it is you're doing. I'm going to give a quick shout out to a friend of mine who's listening. Lee, I know you're out there listening. I saw you a little over an hour ago. So, hey, buddy, please know I appreciate your friendship. Glad you're listening. Jeffrey, what do we got coming up? So we talked about the baseball game.
Wait a minute.
All right.
We got to. I want to make a couple comments about the Dale Carnegie
course. All right, let's go back to that.
First of all, anybody can join in the class. There's a whole mixture of different people, and you don't have to be an executive. As a matter of fact, that taking the Dale Carnegie course is probably the thing that will allow you to advance faster in whatever career you've chosen than anything else that we know of. If you want to sign up for the Dale Carnegie course, how do you do that, Chris?
They do have a Facebook page, and I don't have the link in front of me. It's very simple, though. You can simply Google Dale Carnegie Gainesville. You can go on Facebook and look at Dale Carnegie Gainesville. Bob Ganzak, G-A-N-Z-A-K, is the facilitator. I can't say enough great things about Bob. He's somebody I continue to work with since the course ended, and he is just an amazing guy. He worked in radio for a long time. That's how really he got his start as a communications expert. So he worked in the broadcasting business for a long time. He's now running or facilitating Dale Carnegie seminars full-time. And like others who do what he does, he is extraordinarily well-trained and extraordinarily knowledgeable. And it's not just him. They have their graduate assistants. There are other staff who are involved. Freddie's wife, Doreen Wiebe, who's a very successful realtor in town, she's very involved in this as a graduate assistant. So, and somebody with your last name took this class recently.
My wife, Patricia, took the course this past semester with Chris. And we also had Ian Pickens is going to take the course starting in May. He took one class last winter, and then his wife was pregnant, and all of a sudden, you know, he had to be on alert. So we made a deal so that Chris, Ian can start the course again in May. So anyhow, it's really amazing.
It is, and I know I sound like a broken record. I just urge you, no matter what you do, no matter what profession you're in, I know that law enforcement have been involved in this. Bob was telling me that the Lake County Sheriff's Office has had a lot of people involved in it. Columbia County, I should say, up in Lake City. So I urge you, give it a look. We may have a get-together coming up within the next week, and we'll talk about that next week on the radio show if we get that scheduled prior to the start of the May 26th first session. So check that out. Take a look at it. I'm getting no money for this plug. I'm just sharing it because it's something I'm very excited about and feel very strongly about the quality of the training. We've got some other exciting things. We can't talk about all of them, but there are some things coming up in Ocala, and we'll talk about them in the weeks to come.
Yeah, as things unfold for our grand opening, we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce there with a ribbon cutting and the whole shebang.
And I know we've got, for the final baseball game of the season, we're bringing the whole staff or everybody who wants to go. We're going to have everybody at Meldon Law at that last game.
We're playing Georgia a week from tomorrow, a week from Sunday, and we're having 20 people show up from the office, and we're actually having baseball shirts made for everybody with Meldon Law and the Gators on it, and you know it's going to be really fun to have the whole team.
Be sure
there
to get a 3X, but maybe by then I'll be down to 2X. We'll
okay.
See.
Anyhow, that's too much information, Chris. Okay, we want to say goodbye to everybody for this beautiful day. Get outside.
Beautiful.
Have a good time. Enjoy this cool weather while you can, because it's not going to be around for long.
That's true. We got rain coming up. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Law Talk Live by Meldon Law. Give us a call on Monday. Talk to you later.